Good for
It's taken forever to get here.
Yeah.
What is it like for you to walk in here? I know that you always would have loved to have worn a green jacket, of course.
Yeah, I got a green vest, three of them for 3 seconds. But yeah, I enjoyed coming here. I probably should have won my first Masters as a pro. I had the lead with four holes to go, but just couldn't quite make enough putts. The putting was always a little bit of a negative for me. You know, I hit the ball well, but it's great to come back. You know, I've got my place in the game, so to speak, with the NBC and my career. So it's been great.
So when you walk in this place, what kind of memories, is there one or two things that really stands out for you?
You know, just the spirit of the place, I think, and the history. There's something about, you know, Augusta, Georgia, and especially Bobby Jones. I was a big fan of Bobby Jones, and I still say on the air, because people forget him, I still say, you know, Jack's great and Tiger's great, but maybe the greatest of all might have been Bobby Jones. And, you know, he reminds me a little of me, because by the time I was 29 like him, I sort of got, I can't say bored with golf, but more burnt out. And I was thinking of quitting myself. And he wanted to be a family man, and like I do and am. And so I relate a lot to Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones had the sticks they have now.
Yeah.
Kind of a game would he have?
Yeah, and well, the same guys. If you gave Bobby Jones and Ben Hogan and Sam Snead, those players the same equipment, they'd still be winning most of the tournaments. So, I mean, those guys were freakish good.
How good is this course compared to other courses around the world as far as just playing it, just saying, I just love playing a place?
Well, I mean, this is, you know, there's agronomy, 1 to 10, and this is a 15, you know. It's just the ability they have to groom it the way they do, and the tree line fairways, the holes, the variety of holes, the hilliness, which most people probably, you, that's probably the first thing you said, holy mackerel, this thing is hilly. You know, a lot of people don't realize how hilly it is, and that requires special skills to play on hilly courses. So it's a great test, and of course the greens are another game in themselves.
It's interesting. I just spoke to Gary Player, and he says, you guys have no idea how bad a few of the fairways were when we played this place.
Yeah.
It's totally different now.
No, it used to be common Bermuda. When I first came here as an amateur when I was 19, you know, everything was Bermuda, and it was in pretty good shape for Bermuda, but it was early in the season for Bermuda, so it didn't look real green, you know, in spots. But now it's, with the new great grasses they've hybridized, it's pretty amazing.
Just take anything away from this tournament, Tiger's not here?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Tiger's like Arnie was. You know, it'd be like it would be comparable to 1965 after Arnie had won in 58, 60, 62, 64, if he didn't show up in 65 or 6. It would have an impact, but there's a lot of young guys and a lot of momentum the tour has in world golf, and we'll miss them, but somebody good will. There'll probably be three or four guys in the mix that are all exciting on Sunday.
They're saying that the green should be tournament ready by Thursday. So does that knock down maybe three quarters of the field because of the putting situation?
Well, I mean, even if they weren't nervous and they were just playing a practice round, it knocks down some of the field. But you add the thought of winning a green jacket with these tough greens and then putting the ball in the right position. Yeah, it takes a special player that's either hot as a firecracker that week or a great putter like Ola Thobel. The first year he won, I think he only hit like 28 greens in regulation in 72 holes, but his putting and chipping was out of this world.
Right.
But so you get a guy like, the putters usually prevail here, the Crenshaws, even George Archers, Billy Casper, Tiger, the guys that are just phenomenal putters win this championship usually.
So are there two or three guys that stand out in your mind?
You know, I think that, you know, pretty much, I don't know if Adam Scott will win, because hardly anybody, I don't think only one guy is, I want it back to back, but he's a good pick. And Jason Day is a really good pick. Dustin Johnson, categorically on the stats, has the low score of the year, and he's in like six categories, so he's a good pick. So there's a lot.
Is he a good enough putter, though?
He's putting really well this year.
Yeah.
So, and he doesn't seem to have many nerves. He just sort of walks around like Fred Couples, you know. So, you know, and he's got the distance. So you look for the distance, and the guy's hot, and maybe you'll get a Jimmy Walker or. Yeah. That kind of player that's hot right now, but we'll see, won't we?
Good
to
see you, sir.
To you.